بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب إصغاء الجليس لحديث جليسه الذي ليس بحرام واستنصات العالم والواعظ حاضر مجلسه. This is the 90th chapter of Riyad al-Salihin. Alhamdulillah, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayh brings this very unique chapter with just one hadith. The heading is the chapter on listening attentively, Isra'ul Jalis, to the words of one's companion. So people are sitting together and somebody is speaking. So the others should listen attentively to what this person is speaking. الَّذِي لَيْسَ بِحَرَامٍ, as long as what he is saying is not unlawful. So people are sitting together and one person is speaking. Whoever is speaking, others should listen attentively. This is etiquette. So we should listen attentively to what he is saying, as long as what he is speaking is not haram. And واستنصات العالم والواعظ حاضر مجلسه, when a scholar or speaker asks his audience to remain silent. So the person is giving a talk, is giving a speech, an alim is speaking, a wa'iz is giving his lecture. So the people who are in the audience, so he keeps them silent. عن جرير بن عبد الله رضي الله عنه قال قال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في حجة الوداع استنصت الناس ثم قال لا ترجعوا بعدي كفارا يضرب بعضكم رقاب بعض. متفق عليه. هذا جرير بن عبد الله رضي الله عنه says Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said to me on the occasion of حجة الوداع, the farewell pilgrimage, very famous incident in the history of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, the seerah, where this was the farewell pilgrimage. So whilst Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was traveling, he tells Jarir radiallahu ta'ala an, istansit innas, ask the people to be silent, get them quiet. In other words, I got something very important to share with them or mention to them, so you should quieten the people around you. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, la tarji'u ba'di kuffaran, do not become disbelievers after me. In other words, after my demise, don't become disbelievers. How? يَضْرِبُ بَعْضُكُمْ رِقَابَ بَعْضٍ, by striking the necks of one another. In other words, we should not be killing one another. In this particular hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains this very major sin in Islam, that a person should not kill his Muslim brother. So do not become disbelievers after me by striking the necks of one another. Ulama explained that this could be reference to those who regard killing the Muslim brother as permissible. So if a person regards this to be permissible, then immediately it will make him a disbeliever. Or by killing a person unjustly, a Muslim person, and this will ultimately lead to kufr and disbelief and an evil death. So basically what we are expected is not to kill somebody unjustly, and more so ever, a Muslim should not fight another Muslim, he should not kill another Muslim. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has prohibited this, and he says a person will then become a disbeliever. Or some ulama have said, what is meant by the word kuffaran here is a person becomes ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given us iman, and the dictates of iman is that we should show good character and akhlaq to mankind, and especially our fellow Muslim brothers and sisters, and we should not be harming them. By doing so, we'll become ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's bounties. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika.